Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Healing Your Inner Child, Addressing the Root Cause. I'm your girl, Sienna Cruz, and let's be real, today's topic is something we all gotta face head on. Social media and its impact on our mental health. Ever scroll through Instagram and feel a wave of comparison wash over you? You know that feeling when you see everyone else's seemingly perfect lives, their exotic vacations, their flawless selfies, and suddenly your own life feels, well, kinda blah. That, my friends, is social media doing its thing, playing with our self-perception, our sense of worth. It can be a tricky beast. But here's the good news. Understanding how it works is the first step to reclaiming our power and building a healthier relationship with the digital world. So buckle up, because today we're diving deep. First off, let's acknowledge that social media wasn't designed with our well-being in mind. It was built to keep us scrolling, liking, sharing, constantly plugged in. Think about it, notifications are like little dopamine hits triggering a reward system in our brains that keeps us coming back for more. But too much of anything can be harmful, right? That's why it's crucial to set boundaries. It's okay to take breaks, to unfollow accounts that trigger negative feelings, to curate your feed intentionally. You are the boss of your digital experience. Remember, you don't have to compare your behind the scenes to everyone else's highlight reel. Second, let's talk about the pressure to portray a perfect image. Social media often presents an idealized version of reality, curated photos, filtered lives, carefully crafted narratives. This can lead to feelings of inadequacy, anxiety, and even depression. Remember, what you see online isn't always the whole story. Everyone struggles, everyone has their own battles. Instead of striving for perfection, focus on authenticity. Be true to yourself, share your genuine experiences, and celebrate your unique journey. It's about embracing who you are, flaws and all. Trust me, that's way more empowering than chasing an unrealistic ideal. Next up, be mindful of your time spent online. Think about how much time you're truly spending scrolling versus engaging in activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. Maybe it's reading a book, taking a walk in nature, connecting with loved ones face to face, those other things that truly nourish our souls. Remember, life is happening outside of your screen. Speaking of which, let's talk about real connections. Social media can be a tool for connection, but it's not a replacement for genuine human interaction. Remember those heart-to-heart conversations with friends and family, the shared laughter over a good meal, the comforting presence of someone who truly understands you. Those are the experiences that create lasting bonds and build our sense of belonging. Finally, be kind to yourself. Remember, social media can be a powerful tool, but it's up to us to use it wisely. Be patient with yourself as you learn to navigate the digital world in a healthy way. Celebrate your progress, forgive your slip-ups, and remember that you are worthy of love, happiness, and connection both online and offline. Let me tell you about Sarah. She's a brilliant artist, but lately she's been struggling with self-doubt. She spends hours scrolling through Instagram, comparing her work to other artists who seem to be effortlessly successful. The constant comparison is draining her creativity and making her question her own talent. Sound familiar? Sarah realized that she was letting social media define her worth. She decided to unfollow accounts that made her feel insecure and started focusing on the joy of creating art for herself. She joined a local art group, reconnected with friends who supported her passion, and rediscovered the beauty of expressing herself authentically. And guess what? Her confidence soared. Sarah learned that true fulfillment comes from staying true to herself, rather than chasing external validation. So remember, beautiful souls, you're not alone in this journey. Be kind to yourselves, set healthy boundaries, and focus on cultivating genuine connections both online and offline. Remember your worth, embrace your authenticity, and let your inner light shine. Now go out there and rock your world. I can't wait to connect with you again tomorrow for another dose of healing and self-discovery. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these insights. Together, we can create a more loving and supportive online community.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.